Aloha, this is Wayne Cadero with a word for the week. We're going to be finishing off the book of Exodus, taking a look at the tabernacle. Israel builds the tabernacle and the description of all of the implements, the lampstand, incense, the laver, the court, and then the clothes for the priests. Stop a little bit along the way as you take a look at the priestly garments and ask yourself, why did he put that gold banner on his head that says Holy unto the Lord, and the linen breeches over his loins, and what was on his heart? What did all of that mean? For those who would come near the Lord, what is required? And then we go into the book of Leviticus. Now, it's been said that it took God only a night to get Israel out of Egypt, but it took God 40 years to get Egypt out of Israel. Well, this book is going to serve as a handbook, as it were, for the Levitical priesthood, giving instructions and regulations for worship. Now, you're going to find that it's going to be broken into two major sections, sacrifice and sanctification. And this week, we're going to be talking about the sacrifices, that God must be approached in a certain way, and that there must be a purity of the priests and the nation from uncleanness. Now, sometimes the sacrifices seem bloody. They'll take an animal, kill the animal, and offer up the blood. Now, what God was saying, and if you don't understand this covenant, it would just seem ghastly. But in actuality, God said that if we sin, we would die. It's a covenant that the people entered in, and they said, we'll obey you. Now, he said, now, if you don't obey me, you die. They said, okay, so be it. But God knew that the people could not sustain that commitment. And so he gave a substitutionary sacrifice. It's a big word. Substitutionary sacrifice that the New Testament calls a propitiation for our sins, or a substitute for our sins. And so whenever the priest is sacrificing an animal, cutting that animal or killing that animal, we should be saying, that priest should be saying, folks, this should be us. This should be us. We are the ones that broke the covenant, not God. But God gave us a substitutionary sacrifice. And when this animal dies, this should be us. Never forget. But Israel did forget. In the New Testament, you'll find the propitiatory sacrifice, or the substitutionary sacrifice, was a lamb. But this time it would be the Lamb of God. And then we'll continue through the book of Acts, Acts 11 through 17, where the church goes into all the world. We'll find that Paul's going to be on his first and second missionary journeys, heading out to Asia Minor, and then over into the Galatian or the Grecian region, northern Greece and then southern Greece. He does another missionary journey, and then he heads over to Rome. Acts 1:8, and you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and here's what we're going to be finding out, to the uttermost parts of the earth. This is where Paul begins his missionary outreaches. Enjoy your devotions this week. Allow God to remind you that He is the Lamb of God. And because of His wonderful grace, we get to bear the good news to everyone we meet. Have a great week. I'll be doing devotions with you. God bless you.